And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We have an awesome show coming for you today. Pete Gray out of the studio. He is down in Panama with the Cast Tours trip at our Pesca Panama trip, having a great time for sure. And, man, do we have it for you. With Fred Hall coming, not a better couple of people in here than the gang from Turner's Outdoorsman. We have Mark Lampson and Lori Byron Sackow. We're going to be talking all kinds of tackle, all kinds of fishing, and you should see the list of Fred Hall deals that they're going to be telling you about today. It is going to be a great show. Can't wait to talk about it. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel at the Fred Hall shows. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing with a cross-carbon drag, providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2-to-1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easier to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in a compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it at the Fred Hall Show and your local Shimano dealers.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released 2 marlin and we caught 4 dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily. So it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing is we have a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost 4 decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck has sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, if this isn't the time of year for tackle, I don't know what is. With Fred Hall, right, I mean, now it's really right around the corner. I can't imagine with the size of booth that Turner's Outdoorsman puts up every year how busy you guys must be. Lori and Mark, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Well, yeah, our booth is always a big one. This year it's 10,000 square feet.
Think about that for a second, how big that is. Yeah, all people, fishing tackle.
People don't realize, they walk into my small store in Rancho Cucamonga, and you know, I just look at them and go, well, our booth at the show is twice as big as this store. And they just go, well, what? And I'm going, yeah. Yeah, then the booth's twice as big. So, yeah, it's an awful big booth.
How exciting. And I know, Lori, we're super excited to have you joining us. I know Mark has old hat of doing the pre-Fred Hall show, but really I was really excited when Pete said, oh, Lori's coming to do the show this morning. I'm really excited. Now, what store do we find you at, Lori?
I am at the San Marcos store off of Nordahl. Been there 3 years, having a great experience selling tackle. It's a never look back. You look back at your life, before this, and you're like, wow, never thought I'd be working at a tackle store. But having
perfect
a lot,
fit,
yeah, kind of wanted to get out of the self-employment. It's a lot of hours. Slow down a little bit. Do a little more traveling and fishing. So I went to Turner's. I get my 4 days a week in there. I have a great time. Actually, just mentioned, got one of the top three salesmen in the chain for tackle.
Natural.
Which was awesome. And they let me fish anytime I want to fish. So, got a great gig there.
That's
really
so cool.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I was asking before the show. I was like, so, how's it going? You been fishing? And then you just cracked a half smile. I'm like, oh, yeah. So, you've had a busy start to the season already.
I did. I think last year I got like 73 days on the water, which
right
is pretty
on.
Good. And holding a job, too. And maybe got 15 or 16 already this year.
Already been on that yellow real good this year, the early season fish. And
yeah, lots of yellow tails. Like I said, trying to get through past them. We've been down in Mexico, down by Arindira or Castro's camp. And all the pinnacles are full of yellowtail, just like they are up here. So you get past them and get yourself some good-sized ling cod. And they're all biting the same jig, so a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
Speaking of jigs, I know that's been a crazy start to this year. Just trying to keep a jig on the peg that's heavy enough to get to the bottom to catch a yellowtail or a ling cod.
Yeah, manufacturers are even out, so
yeah, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's been real tough. I know my store has, I think I have, like a half dozen Tatty Foros, and that's it.
that's the total.
Yeah, that's the total of everything. And now also we have our online store being open. People have been ordering on that. So
okay.
When the warehouse runs out, we're the second place they come to because our store is tied in with the main office and the warehouse. So we ship a lot of the stuff out of our store to the e-commerce online orders now, too. So they'll cherry-pick the stuff out of my store also.
I think that's the total beauty of the way that Turner's Outdoorsman does it, is it's the perfect mix between the volume and buying power of like a traditional big box store, but every store is a local hardcore tackle shop. And you just, it's the only entity you've ever seen have that mix. You don't have the big box store that has the little tackle shop knowledge and feel and friendly and customer service. And you walk in to see Lori at San Marcos or yourself, it's like your local tackle shop. All the guys are hardcore, and they all fish, and they're not just happen to work in the sporting goods section that day. It's the real deal. But you have inventory, and if Lori's out of 7Xs, she can call Mark's store, and they send some down or vice versa. And it's just nobody's managed to do it like Turner's does.
Absolutely. And even with selling firearms and fishing tackle, for many years the firearms carries the tackle department. But I think this is the first time in probably 10 years or more that there was a couple of months that the tackle department even outsold in the firearms. So great 2014 season, and I see another one coming up like that.
Yeah, certain stores, especially the ones closer to the saltwater, had phenomenal years. Lori's store at San Marcos, I'm sure Kearney Mesa was really good. And now Fountain Valley has really turned it on.
Okay.
Fountain Valley's almost been running 1-2 in our chain of 18 stores.
18?
18 stores now, yeah. We opened three stores last year. We opened Victorville, Temecula, and then now El Cajon down here.
Yeah.
Nothing coming up that I can see on the horizon. I talked with the guys in the main office last week, and they don't have anything firm for any other stores coming up this year. But yeah, we have 18 stores now, and we have opened our online store too. You pretty much can always get to us.
And where do we find the online store?
www.turners.com, and just click on there, and it'll take you right to it, and you can go to the firearms, you can go to hunting, you can go to fishing, you can order rods, reels, anything you want there.
You guys do a great email job, a great job with email blast too. I know I've got signed up on everything that Turner's does, the fishing and the hunting, and you get, you get email blast. Hey, this this day only there's a, you know, there's a deal on ammo, or this day only there's a, you know, whatever it may
Wednesday,
be. There's a,
Wednesday special.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to see, and it always like, oh, I don't really need that, but I'm thinking it's going to happen anyway. So.
Yeah, our Wednesday specials are email only. If you're not on our email list, you won't know about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, like you say, a lot of specials. A couple, 3 weeks ago, we had some Anderson stripped lowers that we sold for $59.
Right.
And we sold 81 in my store.
Wow. Yeah. And if you didn't get that email blast,
you wouldn't have known about it unless your buddy, you know,
sure,
who walked in, texted you or called you. And that's what's happened with like 22 ammo, which is still short. Every store gets a little bit of 22 or some 22 each week. And when one of the customers walks in and sees it on the shelf, the next thing he's doing is texting his buddy or calling his buddy, and then you're out.
I found some. It's on.
Exactly.
Well, that's exciting. Well, speaking of it being on, the Fred Hall Show is right around the corner, and nobody does it like Turner's Outdoorsman. I know you guys do so much, and there is the beauty of having the 18 stores is when you go to the manufacturers, it's, hey, we really need a deal so we can help in passing on the savings to the customers at the show. You know, it's a show, and it's all about the special deal. And if you can get a little bit of a deal and give a little bit of a deal, then when the customer receives it, it's twice as good as when it originally would. And I know that Turner's always is a big show presence. You got anything special that we might you can leak out? I know that we can't hear about everything that's going on because some of them are just for the show. But anything you could maybe tease us with, a little excitement that we might be able to expect at the upcoming Long Beach show?
Well, like you said, we do with a lot of different vendors. You know, we're not just a freshwater or a saltwater. We do both. So we have specials for everybody. If you're a bass fisherman, if you're a tuna fisherman, we'll have just about everything. Everybody, I think, if they listened to the show yesterday, knows about the Seaguar special. And that's one of the things that I think we probably do as well as anybody at the show. We're fortunate to be just an aisle, a half an aisle away from the Seaguar booth. So for the free goods, once you buy the 50 yards of Seaguar in our booth, you go get a free 25-yard spool of Seaguar at the booth, at their booth. And we usually run that fluorocarbon at anywhere from 15 to 20% off our normal everyday price.
So give us that rundown again. Basically, it's a 50-yard spool of Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Or two 25-yard spools. You can mix and match. You don't have to buy a 50-yard spool. So for every 50 yards you buy, you're going to get 25 yards for free.
How cool is that? So if you're a guy that wants, you know, to fish 25, 30, and 40, you know that's what you're going to fish throughout the year because you go tuna fishing, you can buy your 30-pound spool at 25 yards, your 40-pound spool at 25 yards, and then get a free spool of 25-pound fluorocarbon at the Seaguar booth, which is right around the corner.
Correct, and that's going to apply to both the Premier and the Pink Label this year. We're going to have both of them in the booth. And now I'm going to tell you that you're not the best shopper, because the way you do that, Rick, is you buy the 25, which is a little cheaper than the 30. You buy the 40-pound, and you get the 30 free.
Perfect.
And then you save yourself even a little bit more money.
I like it.
And believe me, I'm almost hoarse after that show of explaining that to people, because we kind of talked a little bit before the show. We basically run our big booth in Long Beach in three sections. Alex from our Signal Hill store runs our rods.
Okay.
He'll be in charge of that, and there'll be 7 or 8 employees just in the rods. Bobby Peck from our Corona store, he'll run the reel counter, and there'll be 6 or 7 people just running in the reel counter. And I get the rest of the 10,000
square
foot. So basically all the Seaguar is on me, and I explaining to the people, make sure he's getting restocked and stuff like that. And literally that's all I do all day long. From the time the booth opens to the time we close is, and I got to say, I don't know how many hundreds of spools we sell, but man, do we sell an awful lot.
And that's what's so cool about it, is it's not just buy two and get a free one, which is a crazy deal. You're taking a deep discount on top of the price. So it's discounted price, then getting a freebie.
Yeah, and we don't bump prices. I mean, our prices are relatively low to start with on Seaguar, and, you know, we keep it, you know, really competitive, and then you get the discount on top, and then you get the free goods.
That's cool.
And yeah, it's the best value. I tell my friends, you know, a lot of guys that I do the charters and stuff with, and even my charter master, a friend of mine, Larry Pitts, I tell him, I go, if I don't see you in this booth,
you're crazy.
You know, don't ever walk up to me and ask me for fluorocarbon on the boat, because there's no reason for you not to show up in Long Beach and buy fluorocarbon.
And Larry, you know, I mean, it's just, that's one of those things that you know you're going to use this year. I mean, you just, it'd be almost crazy not to, and especially with the year that we had last year, and I'm totally with you with this. Good as the outlook is already, you just know it's going to be a good one. And you know that Seaguar Fluoro is something you're going to be using, so why not stock up when it's darn near half the price?
Right. You make your list and walk through the show, and you can stock up. You know, and you guys, this is the chance to stock up on your jigs. We're going to have, we've been holding back. We've got thousands of flat fall jigs.
Thousands.
Thousands, literally. And you guys, everybody knows how well those work on everything.
Yes.
You can get a tuna, a yellowtail, a rock cod. They all love that jig, so be sure and get that. We've got something good, too, for our bass fishermen. We've got 30% off the Powell rods.
Okay.
We've got a great selection of those. And then also the depth slide swimmers.
Which is hot of a freshwater lure as probably has ever been.
Right. Turner's only had the last batch of the 250s in our stores. I believe that was in about September. They split them out between each store. I think we got 10 or 11 each, and they were gone in 2 days,
right.
Completely gone. But we do have the 175.
Now, let me ask you this real fast. How much is a Depth 250 slide swimmer? For those that are mostly saltwater fishermen that don't know how much that one single lure costs.
$179.99.
$179 for one lure.
They didn't blink. They pay as much as $400 for a lure.
And it was gone in a day.
Gone in a day. And I actually kind of like, and that's for a fish that they don't even eat, that they throw back. So, but the slide swimmers are regularly $119.99, and they're going to be on sale for $89.99.
No kidding, $89.99. That's for the depths 175. Which again has been incredibly difficult to get a hold of. And they're going to be on sale. Again, if that's one of those things that you don't need to put on sale because you know they'd sell at full price anyways, but it's the show and
Right. Hook
everybody up in the process.
And they do have a great action. I hear the guys talking about them, just a little bit of a twitch, and that thing will make a six-foot, you know, slide out their six-foot circle. So.
I'm surprised we haven't seen you tie one on your surface iron rod and go catch a yellowtail.
I know. Hey, we caught a tuna on a frog last year. So
that's cool.
Throwing that out.
As you can hear, we've got a ton to talk about today and so stoked. I mean, you want to talk about having two extremely knowledgeable fishermen and tackle experts in the studio today. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, and that is just the teeniest tease. I wish you guys could see the lists that I know Lori and Mark both have in front of them of all the craziness that's going to be going on at the show. And if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. What a great opportunity to talk tackle with a couple of the best in the business. There's two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup here this morning. The first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, one more time, it's 858-457-1090. That's our local line. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that's the only line we have open right now is one toll-free line at 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to be taking your phone call, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Mark, talk to Lori, get your questions answered, we have got an unreal prize for a couple of lucky callers today, and thank you guys so much for doing that. $50 gift card to two lucky callers at the end of the show today. So two people are each going to get a $50 shopping spree at Turner's Outdoorsman. Good for any location?
Any location and at both Fred Hall shows.
Oh, how cool is that? So you can get a $50 gift card and take it up to the show where you're going to be saving, you're almost like handing you $100.
Almost.
How cool is that? So a $50 gift card to any Turner's Outdoorsman, and with that comes your choice of a ticket to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach or Del Mar. You decide. You're going to the show for free, and you're going to get $50 to spend at Turner's Outdoorsman. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great information, lots of catch reports. It's the gang from Turner's Outdoorsman. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
That's right, it's showtime at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. The Fred Hall Show in Long Beach is right around the corner, and the Dana Landing booth this year is actually 4-in-1, with a combination of four corporate booths within the Dana Landing booth. That means four times the savings for you. The Maui Jim Flying Jimmy with over 300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses will be there. Come see Mike and try on a pair from this giant Maui Jim display. Lawrence Quigley will be on hand with a huge display of Fishworks clothing. Lawrence will have lots of new styles and plenty of closeouts at great prices. In the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Show, you will also see an extensive assortment of Olukai sandals, shoes, and sneakers for both men and women. Ideal for the Southern California lifestyle. The new guys on the scene are the Salty Crew clothing team. Come check out the latest styles from Salty Crew, one of the most up-and-coming lines in the fishing world. It's all on sale at the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Check DanaLanding.com for details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning. Genren boats are the most requested on the East Cape because of our unparalleled service. From novice fishermen and children to the most seasoned veteran, Genren crews are sensitive to anglers' needs. Our immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers are fully equipped with accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Sibrod electronics. For fishing packages, weekly fish reports, and two live webcams, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts and will provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, we're here talking Fred Hall. It is right around the corner. The 10,000 square foot monstrosity of Turner's Outdoorsman. Tackle everywhere. Now, is it all tackle? Any shooting sports or any cool clothes? You know, that kind of foul weathery type stuff. What other things might we not expect to see at the Turner's booth this year?
We always have a display of guns there.
Okay.
And that you can order. You can't actually start a background check, but what you can do is they'll have sale prices on quite a few different firearms at the show. They'll write it up on an invoice for you, and then you can go into whatever local store you choose.
Oh, nice.
To do your background check. That particular firearm will get shipped to that store. You can go in, start your background check, and pick up the gun at that store. So we do have all those. They'll also have a real good knife display. One of the things that we sell an awful lot of in the store are folding knives and stuff by a lot of different manufacturers, and we always have a really good display of that. Our store manager from Oxnard, a gentleman by the name of Joe Crump, has been into knives for a long time, so he really sets up a really nice display and has a lot of good closeout prices on a lot of different knives there too. And then this year for the tackle guys, we have a Shimano Tech hooded jacket, and regularly $100. We're going to have them at a special price of $34.98.
Oh, no way.
Yep, they're going to be in two colors, going to have them in sizes anywhere from medium to double extra large. So
wow.
We take care of the small guys, we take care of the big boys. And, I'm really interested in seeing them again. It's something that's not in the stores. You can't go into the store and buy this. And everything that we talk about here, kind of guys got to keep it on the QT for the rest of the guys in the store, because all these products that we're talking about and all the pricing will only be available at the show and not in the stores. So a lot of this stuff we don't even get to see in the stores are specially bought just for this show.
Oh, that is too cool. Very exciting. Well, lots of great stuff going on, and we're only talking about a great stuff going on in the Fred Hall Show. I know a guy who's always excited to be at the Fred Hall Show, and we'll look forward to hearing from him next weekend here on Let's Talk Hookup. As a man, John Ireland's on the line. Good morning, John.
Well, it's actually interesting. It looks like it's going to be an interesting year again this year. I was checking out the water temp and everything, and it's 75 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, which is way warm again. It's normally about 68 this time of year.
75 in February.
Yeah, in February. Yeah, good consistent 75 degrees out in front right at the moment. So it's early, and the fishing kind of reflected very, very little pressure. Of course, the hotel's closed. We open up next week. And but the few boats that have been going out have been scoring, and it's kind of reflecting the water temperature, what they're running into. A good Dorado bite south off of Pomo and south of Pomo area. Striped marlin right out in front, loads of striped marlin apparently running around, which is normal for this time of year. We're seeing a lot of Sierra inside, as usual for this time of year, and white skipjack as well. Just lots of white skipjack around everywhere. They make really good sushi there. They're really good tuna. Good bait. We've got a lot of sardine and mackerel, but like I say, nobody going out right now. And the few that are doing pretty well fishing. But water's real warm, and it should be an interesting year. I'm anxious to see what's happening. No yellowtail. We were hoping to get yellowtail again this year, and they're north off the islands, and we haven't seen many inside close to us, and that's due to this water temp. So.
Well, exciting, though, that for our, especially for the early season guests or maybe somebody that wants to sneak down right after the Fred Hall Show, knowing that the season is probably going to be getting a much earlier start than normal with that warmer water, would you say, John?
Yeah, it's going on right now for sure, and it's early, and it should be early through the year. It didn't last year, you know, the warmer water temperature did not hurt the fishing. We had good fishing through the year, so I expect it to be a good year. Pretty interesting, though, that it's much warmer. We're going to have, looks like, two El Nino years in a row, huh? If it follows out here, could like I say, this is actually even a little bit warmer than it was last year at this time.
Well, I know how good the fishing was at Rancho Llanero last year, and I know how good it was here at home. So I would say that we'll take it if that's what's coming again this year. John, so the hotel opens up March 1st, is that right?
March 1st, yeah. We're excited. We've done a lot of things at the hotel, put in a brand new kitchen and new beds and all new air conditioners. We've done a lot. We've gussied up the hotel a bunch. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're ready to get open, and it looks like a good year, and it's going to be a good start. The fishing is pretty good right now.
Well, can't wait to see that, and can't wait for our traditional Sunday show with you in the studio here next Sunday. And if somebody wants to get their reservations in now for what is undoubtedly going to be a very busy season, how do we do that?
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it with Bart. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
It's been a tradition for a long time. Can't wait to have you in here next weekend, John.
Look forward to it.
All right, I appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's head live now on the water. The searcher, or not the searcher, the Shogun, Captain Aaron Barnhill of the Shogun is online. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great, Aaron. How's things going on the Shogun this morning?
They're going excellent. We had a great day on Yellowtail yesterday. Fish up to 25 pounds and phenomenal redfish. And the reds finally started to bite yesterday and this morning. It's very good too. Two at a time coming over the rail this morning, and we're just waiting for this yellowtail to wake up. So grease calm weather, almost too nice. We're not really drifting anywhere, but really can't complain about that.
That sounds like a quality problem.
Yeah, but it's great fishing. Still the quality yellowtail. They're still biting. But I got some other exciting news. Adrian, you know, who works with Ted from the spotter plane on those longliners out of Ensenada, were getting some big bluefin, so we went and checked it out, and there's a lot of that 60 to 100-pound bluefin here already.
No kidding.
So, yeah, it's here. So Ted and I are going to try and get up with Tom this week or next week and go check it out, and I really want to put an exploratory trip online to go down there, or not really exploratory, but go see if we can't catch some of them and get something going. So that's in the books. If anyone's interested, give the office a call, 619-226-8030, and we're going to try and put a trip, about a three-day trip online. It's, within three-day range, and go check that out. But it's 60 to 100-pound fish, and you saw lots of it, so we're going to go try and get it mapped out and see if we can't get something started with that. So
Aaron, how
exciting news. That stuff is already here.
How exciting is that? That's fantastic news, and, you know, that's the beauty of working with some of the partners that you guys have is, you know, the ability to know that fish is there. So this isn't a shot in the dark. You know it's there, and you just got to go put baits in front of it and pull it on board. When might we expect that trip to be happening, Aaron?
Probably in about two weeks, you know, or after this next weekend. So we're going to, try and get up this week in the plane and take a look. And then in between our, you know, these weekend trips that we have,
sure.
For down here for Yellowtail Fish, we're going to try and put something together. So if anyone's interested, give the office a call, and I'll try and nail down some dates, and I'll let you guys know next weekend, and we'll put it on our website.
So if you want to be the first on the block to catch a 60- or 100-pound bluefin, just give the office a call. Let Rhonda or Kristen or any of the girls, Monica in the office, know, hey, I'm really interested in going that trick. Take my name down. Take my number down. And when it happens, you know, make sure to put me on the list.
That's it.
Awesome.
That's it.
Well,
and we just had also four spots open up. Family kind of had to drop off our long trip. It's our 17 days sponsored by Accurate, you know, and Jack's going to be on board, so that leaves April 11th. So we just had some few spots open up, unfortunately, because of the family situation. So if you're interested, fishing with Jack from Accurate, awesome guy, awesome group of guys that are already on there, and a 17-day fly-home trip from Cabo, and if you're interested in coming on that, give office a call again, and that leaves April 11th. So awesome. A few spots just opened up.
Excellent. Well, great information. Appreciate that, Aaron. Great news on the bluefin. And, you know, we hardly talked about the fact that you guys are just roping the yellowtail and the rock cods on your 2.5-day coastal trip. So certainly lots of great stuff going on with the Shogun. One more time, give us a phone number if somebody wants to book one of your coastal red and yellowtail trips, or more importantly, get out their name on the list for your first tuna trip of the season.
It's 619-226-8030 if you want to take a look at our schedule. Or book online for any of our trips that are on our schedule. Go to ShogunSportFishing.com.
Captain Aaron Barnhill of the Shogun, appreciate a great report. Thanks for keeping us in the loop, and wish you continued success on those yellows today.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for that. One more time, we're going to continue with the fishing going on. We got Buzz on the line, Captain Buzz of the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey, good morning, Rick. How you doing?
We're doing great. How's the how's the fishing down the beach?
The fishing down the beach is excellent. It was a last minute decision to make the move from west to south, and it paid off handsomely.
All right. Excellent. So I know you were originally thinking of doing the Cortez run and then looked at how good the fishing has been down below and maybe a little weather outside. So you made a decision to slide down instead of out. And it sounds like you guys had some pretty good fishing. Tell us about it.
It was excellent fishing. We ended up with 73 fish. The jackpot fish was right at 30 pounds.
Jeez.
And we caught fish in a variety of ways. We had the guy yo-yo in a flat fall jig catching them. We had fly line bait fish. We even had one on the plug.
All right. You got Mark's attention when you started talking about surface iron fish.
They came up and splashed around for a little bit, and that was pretty exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, great, Buzz. Glad to hear that the first trip of the season was such a success. Now, are we going to continue to see the Prowler running over the weekends?
We are going to continue to see the Prowler running. Right now, we've got two trips scheduled for the end of the week, one leaving Thursday night fishing Friday, and one leaving Saturday night fishing Sunday. That way we should have most of the territory to ourselves.
Excellent. Well, it's good news there. And kind of the same thing. We're just going to, you know, you're going to keep your tabs on what's going on out to the west and keep your eyes on what's going on down south. And wherever the best decision to go make a big catch of fish, that's where the direction the Prowler will be headed.
We're targeting Collinette right now. That's our thinking.
Okay. Excellent. Well, if somebody wants to join you, Buzz, how would we do that?
They can call the landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
Awesome, Buzz. Thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Buzz. Appreciate the check. All right, let's jump into the phones. They are jam-packed. Everybody wants to talk to Mark, talk to Lori. Why don't we start it off this morning with Tom, who's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Tom.
I got a question for you. Yeah, I'm close to my Temecula store here, and I was in there the other day and asking them about the new toriums. And they mentioned that some of the stores already had those. Is that true? And then my other question is, how do you guys choose what you stock? Because I know you don't carry all of, like Shimano jigs or lures. And, you know, some of the lines seem like they're a little bit incomplete. But how do you guys go about choosing that? And is that area specific or is it not?
Well, Tom, let me answer your first question. As far as I know, none of our stores have any of the new Torium A's. They're all being held for the Fred Hall show. We do have a very limited amount that will be going to the show, sizes 16s, 20s, and 30s. And I believe they're going to be right at that $229 price, but I haven't seen the pricing specifically for those. I just know that there's a very limited stock, so I don't believe there's any in the stores just yet on those.
Nor any other store. Right?
Yeah, as far as I know. As far as what we buy, we have a set of buyers run by our general manager and president of the company, Brian Harris, who mostly buys the guns. The two Mikes, Mike Intian and Mike Wynn, who usually does the show with me down here, they're in charge of buying all the other stuff. So what they look at is they look at what we can stock in each store compared to just in the chain itself. Our Oxnard store, for example, carries the Lucanus jigs. Not many of our other stores do, because we didn't really move them well, but that store did. So because it's a more in the rockfish area up there, they did real well with it, so they carry the Lucanus jigs from Shimano. The Colt Sniper, Flat Fall jigs, Wax Wings jigs, all the popular jigs like that from Shimano are available in most of the other stores. Now, you might see Lori's store like San Marcos or Kearney Mesa or Fountain Valley that's closer to the ocean carry a larger selection than somebody that's inland like my store at Rancho Cucamonga. But if there's anything that we can that you want, again, you can look online. You can now order it online. So if it's available in the warehouse or through any of the other stores, they can get it to you that way also.
And the beauty is, too, of having the chain. If somebody comes in and sees you, Lori, and, you know, whatever it may be, like you said, the Lucanus jigs, and that's what you want, you can always special order them, get them coming, whether it be from another store, from a manufacturer, whatever the case may be.
Right, we do. We if we don't have it in our store and another store does, we'll have it brought in for you. And we also do a lot of special orders. Mm-hmm. So anything that you want, from Penn to Shimano to Abbott's, anything that you want that we don't have, us as a salesperson. We can get on the phone. We can order it for you. It might take a couple days, but we'll get you
That's
what
awesome.
You want. We're allowed to bring it in.
And same thing with Tom and his Temecula store. It's no problem to get whatever from either of your guys' stores sent right to his Temecula shop.
Yeah, correct. Or even for myself, I called, again, Joe up at the Oxnard store because I needed a Lucanus jig for myself for the Rockhide opener next
sure.
Sunday. And like, okay, Joe, send it down to me, you know, and just sure enough, popped into my store on the other day on our trucks. And so, yeah, we can move things around if certain stores
need.
Have it.
Yep. Did that answer your question, Tom?
You bet, it does. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Let's talk to Don up next. Don called us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Rick, for taking my call. Mark and Lori, just want to let you know that I'm out here in Woodland Hills, Canoga Park area, and the Turner store out here does an outstanding job. Really, really have always enjoyed their service and their selection. You know, at times it gets picked over because it's a busy store, I got to imagine.
Yeah. Are you referring to the store there in Reseda?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Reseda store has always been a very good store, long history. If you don't know, that was the second Turner store behind Long Beach. Long Beach was the original Andrews Sporting Goods.
Okay.
That was then, Turner's ended up becoming the new name of Andrews Sporting Goods when it changed hands. And the second store they built was Reseda. And so, yeah, that store's been in existence up there for a long time.
Cool.
And like you say, it does a really, really good job. And they would do even a better job on the handgun side, but because of where they're at and they're located inside the Los Angeles city limits, they're limited to what they can sell as far as size of handguns go,
okay.
Ammunition, holsters, gun cases. It's crazy what they can't sell up there that all the other stores can.
I've always been curious because I look at the Turner's ads all the time. I love seeing things. I'm a shooting enthusiast myself, and I always see the little bubble right next to it, not available in Reseda. And I've always wondered why that was.
Yep,
so there you go.
That has to do
just
with
just a location within
barrel,
the city.
Barrel length of of the firearm uh-huh. itself, overall size of the firearm itself. They also can't sell ammo. You know, like the week before 4th of July.
Okay.
So you can go outside of Los Angeles, you know, city limits to our Pasadena store, buy all the ammo you want and take it back
That's
in,
funny.
but you can't buy it inside there. So yeah.
Gotta love California.
Yeah, Reseda runs by a different set of rules up there. But yeah, thanks. Danny Fink's worked up there for a little while, who's been in the industry for a long time, and that store has always been very good. But thank you very much, Don, for that comment.
I've always appreciated their help, and looking forward to seeing your booth down there at the Long Beach show. And Rick, didn't get a chance to dial into the show last weekend on the CCNA, but I want to let you know that I did volunteer for 2 days at the Fred Hall show in Long Beach.
All right, and Don.
And I'm challenging all my fishing buddies out there not only to sign up, but get involved. Do more than just put down your money. Start writing, start working, start helping, because if we don't, we're going to have bigger problems than what we got now in fishing.
Couldn't agree with you more, Don. Very well said, and good on you for volunteering your time and not only, like you said, showing with your wallet, but also with your time there. Great job, Don. Good message. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
You got it.
All right, Don. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls, your opportunity to win a $50 gift card to Turner's Outdoorsman. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
To catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
All right, it's time for our 60-second little seminar. We like to talk about, we take this time to do a quick promotion about Shimano reels. And I know you guys, big thing with the new Torium coming up at the show, and very exciting. And I know both of you being saltwater enthusiasts, they just did such a good job with the brand new Torium HG. And this will be our first opportunity at that brand new Torium at the show. I know Turner's going to have them in stock as well as a variety of Shimano dealers. And the beauty of that new Torium is they gave an already great reel an even better makeover with the lower profile left side plate for better fits in your hand better. The right side plate has been teardropped and shaped so that it fits in your hand better. And they gave it the same treatment as the Trinidad A, where they built a smaller reel around the same line capacity spool. So now the Torium 30 feels like the old Torium 20 did in your hand, but still retaining all the line capacity, huge power, great free spool, and at a reel that's not going to kill your pocketbook. It's going to be a major winner at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. You can check it out at Turner's Outdoorsman or any of the great Shimano dealers. And for more information, you can check out Shimano.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I've got an important announcement for all California anglers. The 37-year-old Coastal Conservation Association is coming to California. The CCA is an organization of over 100,000 recreational anglers and outdoor enthusiasts currently spread across 17 states that works to conserve marine resources and anglers' access to them. The CCA has proven time and again that anglers are the best stewards of the marine environment. Across the nation, they have been very successful in protecting the interests of recreational anglers and their access to the resources they cherish. CCA Cal is just beginning. If you join us at the Fred Hall shows, you'll get into the show for free, receive vouchers worth over $150, and be entered into drawings worth thousands of dollars. It's the right thing to do, and it's a great value. California anglers need CCA Cal to help us protect our fishing rights and our access to fish. Come and join us at the Fred Hall show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Help CCA Cal protect California fishing.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spear fishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with their superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and the all-new Tuna Burger. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or you can check fishermansprocessing.com. fishermansprocessing.com for more details on all the great stuff going on at Fisherman's Processing. And we're going to start the catch board up today at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good. Hey, well, you know, up here we started the week up here. Still some good sign of that yellowtail that's been in our sector here for months. But, you know, we were able to get a shot at some of that stuff earlier in the week. But midweek, I don't know, that stuff kind of, you know, went missing. It disappeared on us.
Gave you a shake.
It did. It finally may have had enough of us. So, you know, we've been looking around for that stuff in the morning, you know, and then, you know, we've been kind of doing what we would normally do on a February day, you know, throwing the anchor over and catching some sculpin. So, had some decent sculpin going on like that in the bags, and then once we're kind of done with that whole deal, we'll pull the anchor and go look around again. So that's kind of been our MO. You know, we eked out one single fish for jackpot yesterday as far as the yellowtail goes, but just we're not seeing those big giant schools that we have been seeing. So, you know, this fish has done it before. You know, it's come in, we've got on it good, and it's moved out for a period of time, and then it's filter back in. So we're hoping that we're in one of those cycles with the moon the way it is and that kind of stuff. So my advice is just keep tabs on where that fish is. You know, it's somewhere on the coast. There's guys casting above us, below us, so I'm sure we'll see it back in our zone here soon enough. The half day scene, still pretty good calico bass and sand bass fishing. You know, the water is pretty darn clean, and the temps have still been there, so we haven't seen the bass take its normal wintertime hit either. So there's still some good action along the kelp. And then the Clemente's out there today. They're out doing their halibut derby thing, trying to get some more fish on the leaderboard. And actually, the leaderboard for the halibut derby there is full. So now this is where the exciting spot bumping kind of takes
exactly.
place.
Yeah,
you know? So this is when you want to be on the boat for sure, to make sure you keep your fish on the board, or, you know, make sure that you're there at the end. So that's kind of what we've got going on this week. You know, we're going to be looking for that fish, of course, on the three-quarter day stuff. So just kind of keep tabs on where it takes us. You know, this next week. So if you guys want to hop on a boat, you can call the landing. Phone number there is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. There's a little banner ad. You can save a few bucks on the local trip. Or you can check us out on our website and book online at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Great information, Brian. Appreciate the report, as always. And I would say if those yellows dare swim underneath the Dana Wharf fleet, I know you guys will be on them in a heartbeat. So appreciate a great report. Sounds like there's some good fishing going on in the meantime, and we'll look forward to hearing another one here next week.
All right. Appreciate the kind words. You guys have a good show, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Good luck fishing this week. Well, as we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us, that's going to temporarily wrap up our catch board. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. You can check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device, and take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, go to terrafin.com, and I know Jeff and everybody will have their booth up at the Fred Hall Show, able to sign people up, answer any questions you have, and get you going. And, you know, speaking of trips, Lori, I know that Turner's does a lot of fishing trips, both local trips and long-range trips that is sponsored and kind of fun events throughout the year.
Yeah, and we're doing more and more each year. Our buyer, Mike Wynn, is all for, you know, sponsoring them, getting some of our product out in the hands of the guys on the boats. We do have a trip that I've done 2 years in a row now on the Independence, which is an absolutely beautiful.
The Cadillac.
And we've done a couple of 8-day trips with Iserline and Turner. So Wendy Toshihara and myself, a.k.a. Thelma and Louise, we go on the trips. And we hand out almost $200 to every angler.
No way.
That's times
cool.
30 in terminal tackle. And then very generous with seeker rods, avets, the Makara reel, mm-hmm. So we donate those and do a raffle. So this year for 2015 on the Independence, we're going to do a 5-day trip July 5th through the 10th.
Okay.
So if you guys haven't taken all your vacation time over 4th of July weekend, it's a great time to go. We'll end up down at Cedros and get some of those big yellowtail and fish the canoas and have a good time.
Fun group of people, lots of prizes, just a cool atmosphere to be on the boat.
Yeah, we've created a good following, Wendy and I have, so that's a great trip to jump on. Then we've also booked a couple of trips with the Searcher.
Oh,
we've
cool.
got a 3-day trip and a day and a half trip. And then I know Mike up at our Oxnard store, he sets up several trips out of Oxnard, also a lot of one day and the rock cod
in
trips.
That area.
Yeah, so those will be coming up here probably next month. But you can probably go to our website, turners.com, see what else we have. And we also do an email blast before the trips come up, just to remind you they're coming up.
And but all of the trips are always in kind of the prime time for whatever the species or the time you're going. You know, set it like you said, that crazy good yellowtail fishing that we experience in the summertime. And all of them will have a representative from Turner's on board, and I'm sure prizes on every trip that Turner's Outdoors
does. Yeah, and if you're at the Fred Hall shows, go on over to the Independence booth, go over to the Searcher, go check them out, and they'll have all the information on it. And
that's cool.
Come fish with us.
So you can check it out on the web, or you can just go right to the boat and reserve your spot there.
There you go.
Awesome. I like it.
Yep, we will also have four local trips out of the Long Beach, L.A. area. We fish with Ryan on the Gale Force and the Triton out of there. We'll be doing two overnight trips on the Triton, 2 5-to-5 or 4-to-4. Last year we actually did it to Catalina on the Gale Force.
Cool.
Last year we only take 16 people on the Gale Force. It's a pretty nice little trip. The Triton trips will probably have 20 people on them. Again, same thing, couple guys from myself and usually one other guy from Turner's out there. So if you need questions answered, want to know how to tie a hook, you want to wonder why one guy's catching fish and the other's not, or how to hook a sardine, or last year we had some really good trips, obviously, with that yellowtail bite going on over to Catalina, and pretty good bass fishing over there, too. Actually, better bass fishing on the sardines than it was on the squid last year, so which was kind of surprising. But those trips will be up soon. We haven't got those dates firmed yet. They'll be on both the Gale Force website and our website also.
Awesome. We'll appreciate that. Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. We got the man, the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen, what's up?
We're doing great, Gundy. Want to know how that surf fishing's going?
It's pretty darn good. I wouldn't call it like spring fishing, but it's definitely not winter fishing, you know.
I like that.
That bite up north, we've been talking about that for a while here at Rock Cod, and the quality of fish coming in, fishing the squid in those rocky, kelpy areas is phenomenal. Overall, excellent week of fishing. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing, perch bite, solid up there, Oxnard, Ventura Beaches, fish averaging 1.5 pounds with a few pushing that 2 pound mark, grubs, mussel, gulp baits all working well up there. And the squid bite, like I said, in the rocks continues very good. One angler fishing off Malibu there reported 7 different species off the same spot there. Rubber-lipped cabazon, sand bass, calico bass, halibut, leopard shark, smelt. And he also snagged 2 lobsters accidentally come up on the hook, which he released. But that's actually 8 different species off one spot there. Big fish reported good spot fin action, 2 to 4 pound fish. Ghost shrimp, fresh mussel, fished outside the surf line's been the ticket. Sunset, Bolsa Chica, Surfside, been the best beaches. The shop also reported a huge influx of short to legal halibut with some spots producing a fish a cast. They really shingled in there. There's a lot of smelt inside. Hogan's reported good grub bite. Strand, Salt Creek, Motor Oil, Red Flake, Root Beer, Grubs were the hot colors there. The bite off Doheny starting to pick up again there. Guys using the lugworms for a mix of yellowfin croaker, perch, sand bass, sargo, leopard sharks, all in the mix there. A few spots in Pacific Coast reported much improved halibut fishing in that zone. Oceanside Harbor's been kicking out fish to 28 inches. Carlsbad's been holding fish. There was a couple double digits checked in this week. And then the beaches there, Torrey Pines, Ponto, also producing live smelt has been the ticket for the better fish. X-Wraps, white swim baits, crocodiles, all the other halibut stuff working. Here's a list of fish caught in the last 2 weeks, Rock Cod. Let's talk about some quality here. 4 pound, 8 ounce calico bass off La Piedra on a squid. 2 pound, 2 ounce barred perch off Oxnard. 5 pound, 2 ounce spot fin, Oceanside Harbor. 7 pound, 4 ounce spot fin off Chart House there in Malibu. 5 pound, 4 ounce cabazon. And a 17 pound striped bass off Red Beach in Pendleton. So, if you're looking for quality, I would say now would be a good time to go fishing.
Awesome, Gundy. Well, great report. That's unreal. I can't get over that big of a list of fish in February.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, you can get a 5 pound cabazon off the beach. That's something special, I'm telling you.
Or almost an 8 pound spot fin. Unreal fishing, Gundy. Well, great report. Appreciate that. Are we going to get to look forward to seeing you anywhere at the Fred Hall show this year?
Yeah, we'll be in the Berkeley booth talking about fishing the Berkeley gulp baits and fishing those hard jerk baits. We'll have a little session on those hard jerk baits. So that'll be Friday and Saturday.
Can't wait, Gundy. Great report as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, good show, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Tom?
Good, Tom. Great.
Good. I just really wanted to call in and thank Lori and Turner, of course, for all their help with the Captain Ron Baker Poway Fishing for Kids event, and I think they also help out with Friends of Rollo. So I'm just very impressed with what Turner's does to help out the local fishing community, in addition to their good deals.
That's great. Yeah, I saw you up there, Tom. We had a fantastic time. I think we reached out to probably about 1,600 people. Majority of those are kids. I believe San Diego Rod and Reel Club served up 1,200 hot dogs for lunches.
Wow.
And Turner's, one of the other, Eric and myself, our sales staff, we walked around the banks. It was 800 people on the bank of Lake Poway, and we passed out free Rip Lipper lures to everybody. So had a great time out there, and what an event to get kids fishing.
It was something else, and to see the raffle went on for almost 2 hours of the free equipment, over 100 rods and reels, and they were good fishing rods and reels, certainly that can be used for a couple seasons or more.
Right.
And I think it was actually 1,400 hot dogs. I keep hearing different numbers.
Yeah, it was a lot. Hey, there still is 7 tagged fish out there. Turner's tagged 10 trout. And we've had 3 of them turned in. If you catch one, there's still more of them swimming out there. It's just a little yellow tag on their back. Bring it into awesome. Turner's in San Marcos, and you get a gift certificate or a rod and reel combo. We got several prizes.
So, that's rad.
So
that's
get out there and catch more of those tagged fish.
Tom, appreciate the phone call very much. Sounds like it was a really fun day.
It was great, and I'm telling you, the quality of fish was beautiful. That's what Captain Ron Baker, I think he started bringing in the Nebraska tailwalkers, and they were just beautiful fish. And actually, the girl who won, I think she was 7 years old. She had the biggest fish at 4.5 pounds or something.
Right.
Awesome. Fun day. Appreciate the phone call, Tom, very much. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call there. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more another Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls, catch reports, and a lot more great tackle information from Turner's Outdoorsman. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, 6 functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, 4-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, 2 technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
It's Fred Hall Show time. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. You'll find the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a great selection of Guy Harvey and AFCO clothing for kids and adults, wovens, t-shirts, a giant selection of kids clothing, also AFCO belts, harnesses, and fishing gloves. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used AFCO gear and knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Stop by the giant Turner's Outdoorsman booth at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. Over 10,000 square feet of tremendous savings for the first-time angler to the seasoned veteran. The Turner's Outdoorsman booth will have unbelievable specials so crazy they are only available at the show. Here are just a few. Huge selection of Avet Blems at unbelievable prices. Seaguar Premium and Pink Label. Buy 50 yards, get 25 free. Thousands of Shimano Flat Fall and Colt Sniper Jigs in stock. Listen to this one. Shimano Tech Hooded Jackets were $100, now only $34.98. The hook selection is enormous at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth. And all on sale. Buy 2, get 1 free on Mustad, Gamakatsu, and Trocar. Their top tackle experts from all Turner's Outdoorsman stores will be there to help. Make the Turner's Outdoorsman booth your first stop to load up for the upcoming fishing season. Turner's Outdoorsman, aisle 100 at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, where the deals can't be beat.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer, they'll be glad to hook you up.